Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk. God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. For today, Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Join us together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may become a holy temple, acceptable to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalm set for today, verses from Psalm 37. Yeah.
Today's reading is taken from Habakkuk. There are two particular portions. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you will not listen? Or cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous, therefore judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampant. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel this morning is from Luke chapter 17, from verse 5.
Glory to Christ, our Saviour.
The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from ploughing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
Shall we continue praying? I must say, we pray for change. If you would like to say, help us be the change we pray for. We pray for change.
Help us be the change we pray for.
Now we seek the face of God. C.G. Yule said, the reason modern people don't see God is that they don't look low enough. Here in this room, at this time, we sit on chairs, on a wooden floor, on so-called solid ground, on a spinning ball, falling through endless space? What do we have to cling to that is not also falling? Where can we put our trust? Lord, increase our faith. We look for something huge, for signs and wonders, for some great calling, but here it is. Here it is in the mustard seed, in the small action, the kind gesture, the reaching out to touch, to make one thing better, one thing that is within our power, to make a tiny change in the world. We pray for change. Help us see the change we pray for. We are more powerful than we imagine, and yet we are surrounded by many tiny things left undone that hold us back. Help us to see the small things we can do, the adjustments we can make to our lives, our homes, our day-to-day habits. Bring to our minds the possible steps, the phone call to be made, the message to be sent, the gift to be given, the invitation to be offered, the small sacrifice, the unpleasant task to be tackled this week, the word of apology, the seed to be sown, the project to be instigated, the repair to be made, the work of art to be created. We pray for change.
Help us see the change we pray for.
Help us not to be avoiders and deniers, but acceptors of reality. Co-workers with nature. Not consumers only, but creators. Not destroyers, but builders. As we leave our small footprints, may we also leave our unique, unforgettable, creative handprints. And help us not to hide from the small, inconvenient truths. For it may be in the place we fear to go that you are most present. In our sorrow, in the sadness that we pretend not to feel, when we say, I'm fine, I'm fine. Help us to greater trust and openness. We pray for change.
Help us see the change we pray for.
In the lowly place, in the place where we ask for forgiveness of someone we have wronged. And if we look at the people sitting next to us, perhaps we will see Jesus. As we watch people going up for communion, may we see God in single people, couples, parents with their children, people with exceptional abilities and those who care for them. Older people, young people, the sick and the healthy, the sad, the weary, the jubilant, the campaigners and contributors, the quietly broken people, the secretly damaged people, the cross bearers and the Christ bearers. Open then our eyes to glimpse Christ in a smile, a tear, a frown, a laugh, a hug, a handshake. we pray for change. Help us see the change we pray for. We offer all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.